And here we are, folks. It's the fifth episode of Bromestic Abuse. We are back. I'm Nick Castanola.
And I'm Dirty Dan.
And I'm happy to be here, dude. I'm in a good mood today.
Good.
I'm always in a good mood when I see you, dude. I'll be real.
Oh, yeah. Getting nice at the top.
Yeah, that's a nice mood to be you, so enjoy it.
No, always good to see you, too.
Yeah. You got anything you want to talk about right off the top?
No.
Anything scratching at the doors of your minds?
Another lazy day. I don't know why you don't pronounce the O in opossum. It's just opossum, right?
Possum, yeah. What you just? I don't know. You just perplexed by silent letters all of a sudden? There's a lot of them, dude. Man. I have a silent letter in my last name. You ready for this? The silent G.
Yeah, I knew I hated you first.
So, dude,
Castanola. They always have a hard time pronouncing your name.
I fixed it. No, I got it pretty good.
Castagnola.
Yeah, but I just dropped it when I do stand up now. Mm. Dude, my name is perfect for stand up. I think Nick, short first name Castanola.
Castanola.
One fun last name. Okay. One little flowery last name.
So like when you like write your name on the sheet, you spell it out like phonetically?
Yeah, basically. I mean, my name is basically spelt phonetically, except for that stupid G. Yeah. It's like there's just a G in the middle of it. Because like it's supposed to, you know, do you know the pasta gnocchi?
Yes.
Like that's what this says. So my last name is really Castagnola. That's what that G is supposed to be doing in there.
Castagnola.
But for you dirty fucking white people, it's Castanola, as far as we're concerned.
Yeah,
there you go. And then
dirty fucking white people being your base.
Yeah, dude. Also, I mean, like, I'm Italian. We're one of the dirtiest of the whites, easily. We were voted in 2014 most likely to be found in a wife beater, hitting our wives amongst the white people. It's true.
I thought that was police.
I don't think the police hit their wives. It's just black strangers.
No, isn't that like a stereotype also?
They hit their wives?
Because they hit their wives.
I suppose. I mean, I think more military. I think domestic abuse, I'll be honest. Like, they come back, they're like, I'm not done with the war.
Outside the wife's head.
Yeah, I imagine they just really don't understand like how to deal with like problems. It's like, the kids are loud, I gotta take out the trash. And then, you know, they just put their wife in the fucking wall. You know, typical orange. Dude, they must be scary to be a Czech. Oh, wait, I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, I was talking about that with one of my coworkers. We went out to the bar, and she got some free drinks. And I was like, you know, must be great to be a girl at a bar. But then also,
yeah,
there's a whole bunch of other shit that comes with that.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, this could be roofied, but whatever.
Like, oh, yeah, hands just grabbing my ass.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my goodness. I gotta get more physical at bars, I think. Not like grabbing their ass or stuff. Like, when I'm talking to a chick, I should sign up and put a hand on their hip or some bullshit like that, you know?
No, I mean.
And they seem interested. I mean, like, yeah. That one chick was touching my arm. I wasn't touching you too much, though.
No, and that's the dance they play.
They
seem a little more interested in you. You get them a drink or two.
Yeah, I didn't get her a drink at all.
And then if they like you, they're like, and it's a cash only bar. My ass.
That's annoying. I would have gotten her a drink. Yeah.
So that's when we flip it. You know, we start off at the second bar.
We start off at O'Hara's. Oh, because it's cash only. I mean, maybe, but maybe it's not the worst idea in the world. But Paul's always seems so scary to me. I don't know why. O'Hara's just seems so, they're both pretty scary bars. I don't know. I'm a little scared boy sometimes. I don't get it.
See, that's what you get. I like a fucking Tuesday night, bro.
Tuesday night? You think so?
Yes.
Nah, man. There's chatting students. I think it's going to be good. Dude, the circle was popping today. I think we go. I got a good feeling. It's the off nights that count. When did Peyton go? Was it on a weekend? I'm telling you, baby. I'm telling you, baby. Sometimes there's heat in the middle of the week. For those of the listeners who don't know what's going on, which is all of them, I'm trying to convince Dirty Dan to go out tonight. I am become a fiend for the bar life, apparently.
What happened? I gotta calm it down after last week.
I have. I went out like five times. Like, if I just did everything. And if I wasn't going out with friends, but I was doing stand up, dude, I went hard. Good. And this night, like, I only went out Sunday. Did I go out Saturday? No, I don't even think I went out Saturday. Did I?
The week is short.
I did. I did go out Saturday. Nope, I did go out Saturday. I went out Saturday. I went out Sunday. Did I go out Friday? I don't think I went out Friday. I think I just had a chill day Friday. Yeah, I just had a chill day Friday. There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. I just partied Saturday and Sunday. Monday, I didn't party at all yesterday. Yeah.
Went to Kayla's graduation thing.
How was that?
It was fun, actually.
For those of you who don't know, Kaylee's a stupid bitch.
Just kidding, Kaylee. Thanks for the invite, though.
Stop keeping David from us. He's so much fun. He likes smoking. Get over it.
God damn it. Oh, my God. Actually, it was so funny.
Don't listen to this and get mad, too. My God.
What? We brought two pre-rolls.
Yeah.
We stole like half the party and just walked around the block and smoked the pre-rolls.
That's hilarious. You and David?
Me, David, a bunch of David's friends.
Allegedly David.
No, David is there.
Okay.
Allegedly. Well, we let Kaylee do her thing with her family. You know, she doesn't use for that.
Yeah, yeah.
We walked around the block. I stole like half her party, I swear to God.
I believe it. Yeah, we can do that with weed.
And then we did that the second time to smoke resin infused
pre-roll. Infused. Ooh.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, it's good to say that for the second
time. Kayla was there for that one.
So. She was there?
Yeah.
Did she take a hit?
Yeah.
Look has changed. Look has come around. Dude, remember that one time you took me to a party? Why don't you take me crazy?
I don't know.
You should take me. I've been nothing but like a champ at those.
You kind of suck.
Just kidding. I kind of suck. Should we tell about the last party that we went to, Dan? The last party that I believe you and I went to together? Because I'd be happy to air out that laundry. Is the mic on?
No, I'm good.
Okay, it says off, but it was recording work. Okay.
Yeah.
Now you good? Do you remember?
That was so funny, dude.
That was so funny.
Which neither are you talking
okay,
about?
So I was, the only specifics I remember is I was getting high with you, dude. No. I was getting high with strangers. And I come into the living room of the party and I sit down on the couch.
Oh, no, we're good. We don't
have to be like, hey. He was a menace, guys. He was a menace. Acting like I caused problems at the party. I was a savior. Oh my goodness, that was so funny. Dude, we have to tell the story now. The listeners are on the edge of their seat.
No, I believe you wanted to tell something else.
All right. Oh man, okay. Oh yeah, I guess we should talk about this. I'm happy to have saved it for a little bit. I always have like these stories I want to like jump right into, but I think it's good to get like the natural flow first. But
get a little warmed up,
dude. So this story begins in fifth grade when I was a little fat kid who had a crush on a girl named Anna Poland. Sup, Anna? Sup, girl?
How you doing?
So 10 years, dude. Legit, I was doing the math with like I think it was Elizabeth or my mom. I'm not sure. 10 years later, we fucking match on Hinge, and like. I must say, I look a lot better than I did 10 years ago. Yeah. I really did a glow up, as the kids say.
Okay.
Don't okay me. Even in high school, I look better than I do now. In fifth grade, dude, you think that this shit was bad, bro? Dude. It was ridiculous. It was bad, dude.
I remember.
It's like baby. The fifth grade. I was breastfeeding. It was bad, dude.
That's why I'm not saying anything. I'm letting you have your thing.
So we matched on the Hinge, right? And like, do you remember me? She was like, no. And I gotta say, I was stoked, like flattering. It was like flattering, unrecognizable maybe yet. So
also been sixth, fifth grade.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, it's fair, but we also had 10 kids in our class. Legit fact. I think I could truly name every kid I had in the class. But that's just me. We also had 10 kids, dude. I also had so much fun that year. It was like the best year of school. It was like this little rinky-dink Christian school, and there was like 10 kids there. So it was really just like church people teaching kids shit. they weren't even like a fucking, like, it was like a private school. So I mean, you have anyone teach there? And they kind of just had anyone teach there. Like one of the times our sub was just like the pastor. It's like, dope, okay. Dope.
Wow.
So that was such a fun year, dude. I played on the basketball team. We won the championship. We did. There was three other teams in the league.
Is it weird that you actually had more Christian schooling than I did? I didn't ever go to like a Christian school.
I don't know. Why do you think it's weird?
I don't know.
Because I'm so much cooler than you are.
What?
Just like debaucherous is what I mean.
Oh.
No, and I bet I know more about the Bible than you too. Easily.
Maybe.
Definitely.
I think maybe.
Tell me the story of Nerubai.
Nerubai?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Well, it's because I made it up. There's no Nerubai. No, I was trying to think of like the fucking tax collector dude. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. Anyhow, maybe I don't. We have to get a quiz going. That'd be fun. Listeners.
That'd actually be a cool quiz.
Listeners, send in biblical questions for us.
And we will try to answer them. We'll talk everybody's favorite topic.
Oh, wait, but anyway. Christianity. So this fifth grade girl, right? She's we talked for like a week or so. I don't know what the fuck it is with me and planning dates with girls, and the girls like saying fuck it. Anyway, so we have plans to go to the duck park, right? To feed ducks. Also, by the way, she said, make sure not to bring bread. They can't have bread. Ducks like peas. You can bring them peas and it's good for them. Fuck that. Fuck the ducks. Who gives a fuck?
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I'm gonna feed that duck moldy ass bread. I don't care.
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna get moldy bread. That's gross. You're gonna touch moldy bread?
What? I'm just gonna toss away good bread?
It's not good. It's moldy. It's gross. Also, yeah, I'm shut up on the first date. I got some moldy bread. Oh, okay. I think I could stand to get a new 99-cent loaf of fucking bread, dude.
Yeah.
But she's like, yeah, it's bad for their stomachs. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck about the ducks? No. Fuck the ducks. Okay. Who gives a fuck?
If I could feed them something that make them explode.
Yeah, dude. It's like, oh, fuck the ducks, dude. But anyway, I guess she's one of the types of girls that cares. So already I can tell this isn't going to work out, but you got to bang your fifth grade crush. You have to. The rules. If you get the chance, you got to. Even if she got fat, she did it. She's still fucking banging, dude. She's hot. She got hotter.
You owe it to yourself.
Dude, I owe it to the little fat. If I bang this girl, I can, the fifth grade fat kid inside me could be laid to rest peacefully. I could throw the dirt on him and he'll be like smiling. Dude, he'd be the Sarah McLachlan song going on, the skies are gray, you know? It's sad, but it's happy.
In the arms of
no, something tougher. So they like
maybe that's Sarah McLachlan.
Lincoln Park. I don't know. So anyway,
that's the sex life summed up in the song. In the arms
of an angel. Fucking
angel. Caution to the wind.
No, yeah, that's true. So. Friday, we had plans for the duck park. Like Wednesday, she goes out to the bar and Lester responds, just chilling right now. Oh, we should invite him on. She goes out to a bar, right? And she's sending me selfies at the bar, you know, like fucking, here's a picture of my fucking face. And then I'd send her like, here's a picture of my fucking face. And she's like, here's a picture of my drink. And I'd be like, here's a picture of my coffee. And then, and then she'd be like, here's fucking another picture of my face. And I was like, here's a picture of my face. And she was like, here's a picture of my face. And I was like, what the fuck are we doing here? So I stopped responding. I left it. I was like, thanks for the picture of your face. See you later. So enjoy your night out. So I'm hanging out. And like 20 minutes later, she messages me again, but no pictures, like typing. And I'm like, ooh. Exciting. Exciting. So I'm like, she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, writing jokes, which is a good thing to say if you're alone. And you don't want to seem like you suck. I was like, oh, he's an artist. He's fucking writing jokes. That's why it's one of my go-tos. You just want to say, like, you know, nothing. You know, honestly, just play with my balls, really. Just kind of passively jerk it off, you know. That's what I'm truly doing, but no, I'm writing jokes. And she was like, I'm bored. And I'm like, are you playing pool? Which as soon as she said I was bored, I was like, you should have said you want to come over. But she was like, yeah, I am playing, but it's boring. And then I was like, all right, do you want to come over? She was like, you're fishing pretty hard. You said you were bored twice. So,
or maybe you come out.
Invite me out then. Yeah. I'm not going to ask to come out.
Yeah, that's true.
My mom once said, if they don't invite you, don't ask to come. That's not true, but I heard her son somewhere.
Nah, I kind of like that though.
Yeah, no, fucking invite me then, lady. Invite me, yeah. Bitch. So after I ask her if she wants to come out, 2 hours goes by with nothing. And I'm like, what'd I do? What the fuck? What'd you want from me? What'd you want from me? Sorry, you're bored? What was I supposed to say? So I think she maybe did like that thing that chicks do, like where they half read it. You know, like they open it up halfway and they can see what you said without it saying that they read it. Because guys, it's just Snapchat. Because I'm still a child. And 2 hours goes by. It's like 1 a.m. And she messages me. And I'm like, all right, it's 1 a.m. It's probably not even going to be the response I'm looking for. I should just save it for the morning. Don't look too thirsty. Then about 15 seconds of thinking that, I get a call through Snapchat. I didn't even know you could do that. I get a call from her through Snapchat. I'm like, all right. That seems pretty forward. Like, I mean, it seems like, yes, answer. She woke me up. Fuck it, let's go. So I pick it up and she's like, I'm like, hello? She's like, do you still want to come get me? And I was like, yeah. I mean, I mean, like, thanks for making me wait, but you still have a vagina. Wow. Yeah, like, so I drive down there and I have like a 10-minute drive from my house to the bar that they're at, and the whole time I'm like just trying to get my head on, like, you know, like I'm about to bang my fifth grade crush.
Yeah,
like, you know, like, what do I do? Like, holy moly,
figure out what to do with yourself.
Yeah, just honestly, like just I'm just praying. I honestly, you know, I'm praying like, just don't come to, like, don't freak out, like, I mean, like, holy moly. So we get to the bar, let her on there, park, and I see her walk out, and, like, she's not, like, stumbling, but she's drunk, dude. Like, she's been at the bar for 2 hours. I guess she was so bored, she just started drinking, so that's a tough spot for me, because she's with her friends, and they're, like, delivering her to. So, like, how bad could she be, right? Mm-hmm. How bad could she be if her two chick friends are just like, yeah, don't stay there, fuck it. Like, she can't be shithouse, right? I mean, so she gets in the car, and yeah, dude, she's drunk. Like she's like, she's fucking telling me how her ex is in the Olympics right now. I mean, you know what? Like, if I was a little more sensitive, I think that I'd just kind of be like, oh, she's talking about her ex. But
you don't gotta say it on, don't say it on the podcast, but do you know the name?
I don't know the name.
But he's fucking lying.
I don't think so. I mean, this seems like a weird thing to lie about.
I don't.
Huh?
I don't.
You don't think it's a weird thing to lie about? Why would you lie? Okay.
She's drunk, and the Olympics is a thing that's going on kind of right now.
I mean, she didn't seem like happy about it. I don't know, man. Dude, that just seems like a weird thing to just come out and lie about for no. I mean, I think it's a weird lie. He was an Australian diver too. I mean,
he was even more exotic. Ooh, you should live up to this. No, shut up.
No, that's not even what I was thinking, dude. I was thinking, like, ooh, I'm getting some Olympic ass. Like, Olympic, yeah, dude.
She's you're like, you're that close.
I guess I'm on Olympian level. Look at me go. Or I'm just a low point.
Or she lied.
Or she, I mean, I don't think so. I mean, maybe he got close to he just got close. Oh no, man. Either way, that's what she was talking about. I don't know, man. She said cunt a lot. That helped. That corroborated the Australian story.
Oh, clearly.
I mean, a little bit. I mean, a little like bit. So,
I say cunt enough. I'm sending it from Australia.
No, I mean, but she's better.
I mean, I do assume that's how it works in your head, but.
You know what? If I move to Australia, if you move to Australia, you fucking bitch. 6 months.
Six months in.
It's in your vocabulary. Yeah. You tell me I'm fucking wrong.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying.
Maybe if you date someone long enough and they say cunt enough, they start saying cunt.
It's just passed through his dick.
Well, believe it or not, Dirty Dan, when you date someone, you also hang out. I mean, you're not just fucking, but you know what? Doesn't matter. She ghosted me already anyway. So we get back to my place, you know, we walk into the apartment, being touchy feely, all that jazz. We get on my bed, start playing with my snake. My pet snake, listeners. It wasn't a terrible dick euphemism. I have a pet bull snake. We play with that for a little bit. We put him away and we make out for about 5-10 seconds tops before she just passes out on top of me. Mm-hmm. Now, if there's ever a point to know when to not continue, it's when they pass out. I know that. Mm-hmm. I'm aware. So I was like, all right, well, I guess, fuck. I spent the next 5 minutes just really taking in the situation. Just like, wow, this is my fifth grade crush. Passed out drunk on top of me. This is crazy. It was truly wild. So after about 5 minutes of that.
I'm just soaking it in.
I'm just soaking it in. And you know, we're cuddling too. So, I mean, she's half, yeah, you know, fuck it. I mean, she's not cuddling. Yeah, it was half cuddling, half like. So, I rolled her off me, which was a little tough. Dude, I mean, this is like dead weight, dude. I rolled her off me. I got my bong out because I was like, all right, now I guess I'll go to bed. So I fucking snap a bowl real quick. And then she's like in clothes in the middle of my bed, right? So I'm like, oh, Jesus. So I'm like, I guess I gotta wake her up, right? Because anytime she's passed out, like, I just don't want to touch her anymore. Feels awkward. And then, so like, I wake her up. I'm like, you want PJs? You know, just trying to get her to move, right? She's like, yeah. So I get her a t-shirt. She gets in PJs. We get her in the bed. My side of the bed, my pillow, which, fuck you. God damn it. Dude, I have, every time I've had a girl over here, I have a $100 pillow. I have a $100 pillow. I'm really proud of it. It's like they know. They, without fail, the chicks snag the pillow. It's one of the blue case, dude. It's like that. It's obviously the best pillow on the bed. Yeah. it's obviously my pillow. Really, it's like, all right, go ahead. So yeah, we go to sleep. She's like backing her shit into me a little bit too. Like for cuddling purposes. I don't think she's trying to turn me on by any means, but I was really hard. like I was so hard, dude. I mean, for Pete's sake, she was in a thong. She's my fifth grade crush. I drove over here ready to fuck her. Like, so I spent the next like 45 minutes just really hard. Just fucking goddamn struggling to go to bed, watching Rick and Morty.
Did you watch Rick and Morty?
Yeah, I was watching Rick and Morty. She was passed out. I don't give a shit. Fuck off.
What episodes?
Season 3. I can't think of a specific episode. Dude, I watch them so often. I just like having the noise when I go to bed.
No, I hear you. But
I think it's season 3. But no, so we wake up in the morning and like I think I woke up like when she woke up. Like the first time, because you know she was like drinking, so like it was around 6 a.m. And like I see her like look around, like, huh? Like she didn't seem afraid, but she definitely seemed like unsure of where she was, which I mean, I get, lady. I mean, you really tore one up. Would you mind holding the microphone for a second?
Yeah.
Thank you. So I see her do that. She gets up. She goes and pees with the door open, by the way. With the door open, by the way. So
the ball move.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I'd call that baller. It's still a little trashy.
For a chick?
For a chick to piss with the door open. Let me. I would have to disagree with you, my guy.
Disagree?
Yes, sir. So now here was the big thing. In the morning.
See, now that you disagree, that's why I trash of you, because that's very sexist.
Yeah, but here's the difference. I'm not trying to fuck my friends. I will pee with the door in front of you guys any day of the week, hands down. And if it's a chick, and I mean, I guess maybe she just didn't want to fuck me, which I'd be like,
yeah, which would make it a big dick move.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, that's funny. That is funny. Bummer.
Yeah.
Why you gotta hurt me like that? Why you gotta request to abuse me like that?
I don't know, dude. I just kind of walked it in with logic.
That's fair. But, well, here's a big thing, though. Here's what made me happy. Like, after the first pee, she got back in bed and started coming, which I was very happy because, you know, she could have been distant. You know, she could have been like, ah, fuck this cat, you know? So, after about an hour and a half, I get up, a shower, I wake her up, I give her a ride home. And it's a little bit of an awkward ride because, I'll be honest, I couldn't really think of anything else to say, but I didn't fuck you last night, FYI. I just woke up. That was on my brain, but I wasn't really sure if I should say that or not. Because I mean, like, you know, it didn't. But I'm looking back, I kind of wish I did.
Like, mention.
Yeah, just like, hey, FYI, just, you know, but how do you bring it up? Hey, FYI, I didn't rape you last night. Just by the
way, we're good.
Yeah. I promise. Which I mean, like, also like saying that is like, does it make you did?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you should
go there. Walks you into one of those little situations. With a card you don't want to be dealt.
Yeah,
is accused of rape.
Yeah, bro. So, I mean, fuck, dude. So, I drop her off, and then she seems pretty interested in me for like the rest of the day. And then after that, she seemed to just try to ghost me. So, and that was before you had the scheduled date.
To feed the ducks.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we already had the date scheduled, but it was before the date, you know. We never fed the ducks. I still have the peas. Yeah.
And it has been T-minus 2-3 weeks.
No, it hasn't even been a week yet.
Friday
I would make a week of not talking to her. So, yeah.
It feels like longer.
It was Wednesday. Well, I mean, dude, I told the story as soon as it fucking happened because it was a little crazy.
I don't know.
I did.
No, it seemed longer.
I don't think it was. I mean, unless I blacked out a whole week, which I mean, I don't think happened. I know it did not happen.
And this is your way of reaching out to her?
No, dude, I've just been having like a whole bunch of different stories about chicks. I've been,
yeah, where'd you go?
I mean, most of them have been unsuccessful. What are you talking about? Look at me, you try. I mean, we're working on it, but
no, yeah.
You know what, dude? You just gotta put yourself out there. You gotta get hurt a bunch, and then eventually you'll get laid. And then you'll get hurt some more, and then you'll get laid. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dating.
That's dating.
That's dating, pretty much.
Yeah.
I think I want to like start a show or something out of my apartment. What do you think?
What sort of show?
A stand-up show.
Oh, you've brought this up before.
I think
it's a great idea.
I think it's a terrific idea.
I don't know about that idea.
Once a month? Like the first Monday of every month. I bring a whole bunch of people, like the whole OC community, and like, you know, fucking charge some cash for beers or something. I don't know.
I feel like that should be against the law somehow.
Maybe.
I
probably want to do it like on a Friday instead, just so that the neighbors don't get too fucking pissed.
I also still think that would be kind of illegal and advise against it.
I don't think it's illegal. I mean, what's illegal about it? It's a party.
That you're making money off of.
What do they have to do on selling beer?
They're making money.
I'm not going to fucking advertise it at the door, dude.
I know. That's not what I'm saying.
So what are you saying? I think
people will could fucking notice.
Dude. It's such a pussy thing to even think about. My God.
You're in a government-funded housing.
Get over it. I've done so much illegal shit here. What have I done?
But you haven't made money. Doing a live event, hosting people at a time where you shouldn't be hosting people in small spaces.
That is true. I'm vaccinated. What's the point of getting vaccinated if you're not going
to do it? That'd be the least of your problems if you actually do it.
I'm vaccinated. What are you talking about? I can't get it now. I'm vaccinated. Fuck off, dude. You're the one who bitch shamed me to get vaccinated. I'm going to do whatever I want now. As far as I'm concerned, COVID is out of my mind. It's done. We're over.
We're not.
It's done. There's no more COVID, right?
No.
It's never. There's not going to be another lockdown, right?
No, there's the scary Delta variant.
Why do they call it the Delta variant? Is it scary because it's a triangle? Wasn't it like a Delta Nile virus? It makes me think of a river. For some reason, it makes me think of West Nile virus.
The Delta variant.
What the fuck, bro? Jesus Christ.
I don't know, dude.
I think I'm going to move.
Everywhere has it.
No. But Texas is like, it seems like more chill. And there's stand-up coming on there and shit.
Yeah, and they're also like one of the highest infection rates for the Delta variant.
Ooh. It's a fucking flu, dude. Are you 80?
Are you 80? Still, dude.
Still what?
It gets you, man.
It gets you. Ooh.
Dude, I mean, shit happens, bro.
I'll be down for 2 weeks. Thank God you got the vaccine, because otherwise, I mean,
I'd probably have it twice.
The Delta variant would kick your ass, actually.
Think so? With the way I smoke, dude. My lungs are strong, dude.
That's not how that works.
I exercise a bunch. I smoke.
Dude,
oh, you want to hear a joke? I'm about running. So I'm kind of happy with it. it's silly. So. I've been seeing like all these like commercials on YouTube of all places for like how we have to flex our power now between like 6 and 10, all Californians start flexing their power.
Mm-hmm.
And not to brag, I've been doing my part. Yeah, guys, I've been flexing the shit out of my power. Between 6 and 10, I'm fucking running the AC. All my lights are on. I'm flexing the fuck out of my power. It's so strong. I leave the fridge door open. Power flexing.
I don't know if I like that one.
That's so silly. It's so funny.
It might work better in a crowd rather than just.
I'm flexing my power, dude. There's a nice little white power thing.
I don't know, but. Just put a little white power in there.
Yeah,
you know. And it's pretty cool.
Flexing my power. Flexing my white power.
What else is new?
Where would you move?
Yeah. I'm going to live in my car.
You're going to live in your car?
Yeah, I haven't talked about
it. You're going to give this shit up to live in your car?
Yeah, it seems like a good idea, right? Yeah, no, probably not the best idea.
Oh, god damn, man.
What?
My friend Ryan just brought enchiladas that he smoked. Smoked brisket enchiladas. What the fuck?
That just blew my fucking mind. Sorry, I just got super excited by food.
Oh!
My bad.
Nah, man, worth the interruption. Dude!
Super excited for those enchiladas.
Where's his buddy? Where are you getting these enchiladas from?
From work.
Work, he's bringing them tomorrow. What coworker just brings in food?
I don't know. Oh, because we've been having some late shifts together, and we've been talking a whole lot.
This guy's telling me about his past. He has street cred.
I don't have street cred.
That's true.
Do you have street cred?
No.
This guy has street cred.
Tim him.
You're telling me. You saw me. He was hanging out with
somebody. Did he put that on his resume for the BevMo?
No.
You know, the street cred?
Actually, I don't know. I don't hire people.
Okay. Tons of street cred.
Tons of street cred.
He was telling me about this party he was hosting with some Crips and some Bloods. And one of them stabbed the other one.
Well, I mean, first of all, talk about foreplay.
Foreplay.
Who invites the Crips and the Bloods to one party? That's asking for trouble.
I have no idea.
Is that common in gangs for them to
just stab one another?
Just party with one another. What the fuck? That's so stupid. What?
Letitia told Roman that, you know, Andre wasn't going to be showing up.
I mean, jeez.
Anyway, this motherfucker gets stabbed 6 times, by the way.
They barely do it once.
The guy who stabbed the gangster was my coworker's friend.
Okay.
So he goes up to him. He's like, dude, you got to go. You got to go now. You got to go. I don't care. I don't care what happened. Don't tell me anything. Go. Yeah. He's like, all right.
Cops. Yeah. Just stabbed someone.
Everyone's already leaving. Police show up.
Is the guy got stabbed still there?
No, he's gone.
As he should. Good.
Okay. He doesn't want police action.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. What is he going to do? Complain?
I got stabbed.
You got stabbed.
What happened? Well, I'm in the gang. And I stole some heroin about 3 weeks back.
Oh, that shit's going to work.
Anyway, he stabbed me. So, like.
So, what are you guys going to do about it?
I need help, dog.
They're all gone. The police just help get people out of the house. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
Did you get blood anywhere? I guess not.
No, I think because they did it in the backyard.
That was considerate of them.
Yeah. The carpet was taken into account.
It's one of the nicest places to murder this man. I mean, at least, like, you'd stab in the backyard, like, you see some trees and shit. You know, you die outside. God can see you.
Yeah. The blood gets into the grass. So up a lot higher.
Is that good for grass?
Yeah. I assume so. I don't know. Iron's a nutrient.
It's a strong guess. That's a strong guess.
Fuck you. I don't know. That's a pretty strong hypothesis, I think.
No. Iron's a nutrient, so it's good for grass.
So what's good for grass? What's good for soil?
I don't know.
What's good to get nutrients into the soil?
I would say probably a lot more things than iron before iron.
But also iron.
I mean, you know what, dude? No,
I'm just saying that patch of grass might be doing a little bit better.
Okay, because like, you know what, dude, you're right. When I think of a nice, healthy lawn, I think metal. I think you know what, this could use some fucking
organic material used as a fertilizer to help give it. You don't talk to your gardeners, do you? Gardeners, they just show up and they do your hedges and whatever.
I live in an apartment complex.
You don't talk to them. They're human beings, Nick. I know things.
I don't care.
If you talk to them, they'll give you, you know, advice.
On what? Like, yeah, they'll be like, hey, home, sprinkle some fucking iron in it. Like, I mean, fuck off. No. I doubt that's going to be the case.
Trim the trees and get out of here.
Yeah. Come later in the day, too. How about that? Hey, I get to sleep in, except it's 9:00. And yeah, man.
Because they're poor. Don't have anything else to do. This is what they do.
They just wake up early. Yeah, they're like, oh, it's 10 o'clock. I don't have any money this time. They go to bed. And it goes to you thinking I'm being racist. That's a French accent I'm doing. All my gardeners are French.
Your gardeners are French?
Yeah.
How do you know? You don't talk to them?
They're smoking cigarettes and they're all mimes.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Where's the guy? I like that. I'll get that.
It was a last second save. And let us know. Dude, I'm getting way too preoccupied with my hair. Now it is. Fucking caring way too much about the hair. I got a haircut today.
I went to that thing.
I don't know, man. I went to the CVS. I got leave-in conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what the brand's called? Curly Girl.
Curly
Girl.
I got that Dr. Squatch soap. I'm sure I told you.
You did. Yeah.
My hair smells so nice.
Get tricked by the buff blonde man.
No, dude.
I bought his sunglasses.
Smells so good.
Dude, that guy is making a shit ton in marketing right now. I don't know. Everyone's just like, yeah, you got a good look. You're like buff, but you got some extra fluff on you. Like, you're approachable. You got some long hair. You're like, got a beard. You're like hipstery, but like, you're also tough. You know, he's kind of like, he appeals to everyone, you know?
The buff dude on the side.
But not the squash guy, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He also does like the William Panner sunglasses. He also does something else too. I know he fucking does something else. He does like Dr. Squatch, William Painter. Fuck. Does he do shorts? Does he do shirts? He does something. Can't think of it off the top of my head.
I don't know. All I know is
Manscaped. Here's Manscaped.
Manscaped. Ooh. Guess what the fuck else I just bought?
Did you get the lawnmower?
I got the lawnmower.
That's dope, dude. I mean,
I haven't tried it out yet.
Let me know when you do. I mean,
I got the boxers with the two. This thing's pretty
cool. Boxers?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a nice little thing for your balls.
Yeah, a nice little thing for your
balls. That's the new thing. Put your balls in places for boxers.
That's what happens when you watch so much fucking YouTube.
All those promotions, ads.
Eventually you'll find something you like.
Eventually you find something you like.
That's true.
I don't know. I haven't tried the Manscaped thing yet, so I don't know if I like it yet. But I do know I like Dr. Squatch. I do recommend.
You do recommend?
I do recommend.
Yeah.
I'm still using the shampoo and conditioner. I don't have the bar soaps anymore. I went through them all.
Do you go through them quick? Or did they take a while?
I went through them quick, but I could have used them better.
How do you mean?
Like, one of them was like really fucking coarse, so I just ended up using it a bunch just because it was fucking really coarse.
You used it a bunch?
Yeah, I used it a bunch to try and like smooth it out. I'm like, oh, okay, it's going to get better when I fucking smooth it out. I'll rub it on me.
Oh, you're so stupid.
I am stupid.
You're so dumb. You're like, this will get smoother as it goes out. The whole thing's coarse.
Yeah.
That's the point. Coarse.
Yeah. And I gave up when I figured that out.
You didn't like that it was coarse?
I eventually became to like really like it. Yeah. But then I got to like their zero coarse one.
Smooth.
Ooh, baby, that was good.
Yeah.
I like that smooth one. Yeah. And it has like grapefruit IPA.
Dude,
this is not a sponsorship. I wish.
Let me know if they do like bundles where you get extra. Like I'll give you some cash because I honestly I just don't like having stuff shipped to me.
Why?
I live in an apartment complex and I don't check my mail often.
Just your mail then.
Or I could just my friend already likes it. You can get a discount. Maybe if you get a discount for buying more at once. Why are you against the idea? It's like, now it's no skin off your back. You just like get a
dick. I don't understand how you can't get things shipped to your fucking apartment.
I just told you I don't like doing it. Why is it?
Why don't you like doing it?
Because I just don't.
Oh, because you just don't?
I just don't. Yeah.
You just want me to do this because you don't want to do this thing?
Dude, okay, you know what? I'm sorry. It was such a big deal to ask you to put extra soap in your fucking order. My mistake, dude.
I don't see.
Sorry, I'm putting you out so hard. You fucking, what the fuck?
How is it crazy?
God forbid I need like a ride.
It's
somewhere.
Weird to me that. You don't check your mail. Check your mail.
I check it like once a month.
Why that infrequent?
And also, dude, like, why is it
so track your orders online?
Yeah, you know what, dude?
That's like, a big thing that people like. And a lot of people try to implement that in their shipping stuff. So you know when it arrives, so you can check that day. So, you know, you're not like wasting your time walking to the mail if that's what you're afraid of.
Wasting your time
to walk to the mail. That's why you don't check it. That's why you only check it once a month.
You know what, dude?
Because you can't be bothered.
I guess I can't really be fucking bothered to start checking the mail. I haven't gotten something important in the mail.
Okay. And you're like, not gonna have to check it more than once extra because you have it.
Yeah, but dude, like it's fucking sketchy getting shit mailed to an apartment complex because like they give you like a fucking come on. I live in a fucking shitty neighborhood. What if they just leave it on my door? What if it's one of those things?
I don't know.
Maybe I could just have it mailed to your house.
Isn't there like a front office you can go to where packages are left?
No, I've seen plenty of packages left on people's doors. Oh.
Well, then there you go. It's dropped off at your door. You don't even got to walk anywhere.
So I have to be here or hope that it doesn't get stolen. Whatever. Okay. Fine. It just seemed easy. You were out of the soap. It seemed like you're going to order some. I could give you some pass. I mean, but I guess it's a big fucking issue for some fucking reason.
It's not a big package. I don't see why it can't be like left in another box.
Where you check your why can't I tack onto your order?
Because then I'm going out of my way to like just bring it to you.
Hey, Dirty Dan, we hang out like every week. Hey, my soap king in? Mind bringing it to poker tonight?
Order it to your own place.
This is, you know, you still failed to come up with a reason.
Because you have a perfectly good system. The mail, does everybody steal everybody's packages around here? People get their fucking mail here.
Happens sometimes.
Okay, well, people got to order their mail here. They don't just order it to their friend's house. Be your own independent person.
You can't defend your point. So you just go back to government funding. You know you're wrong, so you just. Let's get back to the bottom line. What do you mean we pay you for your services?
Yeah, the mailman's paid for his thing.
Dude, fuck off. You're really going to start bitching about the mailman getting paid?
The mailman gets paid for his thing.
Let's get back to the bottom line.
Is there
why can't I tack on to your order? What's the fucking issue? What's the deal here, man?
It's just simpler if it's shipped to your place.
It doesn't seem that way at all. I have to make a whole
from your time. Point of view, because you're a fucking psycho who doesn't want to order it to his own front fucking door. Your phone will go bring, your package has arrived, and then you walk up to the door and it's there.
What if my word?
It blows your fucking mind, right? Oh, and then you show up and look at that first thing you see, a little present from yourself. Because you ordered that just for you. Look at you, little man. You ordered something to your address, like a kid can do by accident, who's on his parents' phone. You can't do that. You can't ship it to your own house. Kids do that by accident. I see it all the time. You can't do that.
So I guess.
So you can't order it to your place?
I guess they
do. You don't know how? Yes. Do you want me to type in the address for you?
All right, so you have two more of those.
It's too complicated.
I'm going to hit you. One more, I'm going to fucking right in the top of the forehead. So I guess we learned today. Dirty Dan's got a fucking soft spot for his mail. Jesus. That might have been the most words in a row.
It's a weird hill for you to die on. You can't have something as simple as something shipped to you.
You know what, Dirty Dan? I wasn't even dying on the hill.
This is the 21st century.
You want to stop interrupting me, you fucking asshole? You want to stop asking questions?
How shit is bought in the real world, and you can't participate in online purchases because you're too scared of the mailing system.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Okay, I'm done. I'm done.
So I was just, I wasn't dying on any sort of hell. I was just, I asked you one question.
And then I said no. And then you're like, what? Oh, why not? Why you gotta be a bitch?
I didn't call you a bitch at all. I said,
I'll check the recording.
I'll listen to this whole thing. Oh my goodness, dude. I asked you one question. I asked, why can't we have it delivered to your house? And then you went about 3 minutes attacking me, attacking me personally, comparing me to a child, mentioning how a child could buy things for their parents, which felt passive aggressive, me being a foster kid and all. Listeners, I'm sorry you guys had to hear Dirty Dan go off like that. That was ridiculous.
I thought they'd think it was hilarious.
Yeah, that was fun.
And considering we are half the audience, half the audience think it was hilarious.
That's true. Wait, so yeah, why can't I have it on your order? I'm so confused. I'm still confused.
My parents are like, oh, why are you buying this extra shit? Why are you wasting your money?
Are they going to open up the package and count the soaps?
I suppose they wouldn't really care.
I mean, would that be the first time they've done that?
What?
Asked you why you're wasting your money on this stuff?
No, actually.
You know what? What stuff did you buy?
No. Actually, yeah.
It would be the first time. I thought so. So if that thing happens for the first time, okay. Good point.
I bought it for Nick because he's fucking lazy ass.
No, we already established your parents aren't going to fucking ask any questions about this. I mean, so why don't we scratch that idea?
Have it ordered to your own place. I don't understand why you
can't. All right, so I think the answer is he just doesn't want to. You know, you're like a grandma with gays. Like, it's just not right. I just don't like it. That's you.
It's you.
It's you right now.
Well, you're the one who hates Venmo.
I give you cash. I'd probably take all your money and give it
to you. I don't want your cash, dude.
You like cash?
I don't want your cash.
Cash is king, dog. I love cash.
I don't want your cash.
No?
No.
That's weird. Okay. Well, I guess I'll just buy my own Dr. Squatch or keep using Old Spice. Man.
Old Spice like a middle schooler.
Who would have thought our most intense argument on the show would be about soap?
I don't know if this was our most intense argument.
It's up there.
We disagree.
In length, I mean, right? You know what? I disagree. I think it's up there. But it, really? Well, if not this, what is it? The Lion King thing? Or let's come up with something to argue about. That'd be so much fun.
Stuff that we've argued about
on the show. I mean,
oh, on the show?
Yeah, that's okay. What I was talking about.
No.
Oh no, my whole ex. That's what, what? I mean, Jesus Christ, dude. That. Oh my God. I'll admit, I was in the wrong a lot of the time. A lot of the time. The only thing I was really right about was it's fun, Dirty Dan. And you can't argue with that. That's true. It was fun. It was so much fun, dude. It
sure was.
Dude, I was doing anal. I was telling one of my coworkers about that, and she was like, no girls do that. And I was like, I fucking know, dude. I was like,
fucking no. Jackpot, right?
Yeah,
my man. Friend doesn't get it.
Yeah, my friend is like, dude, anal at 20? What?
You'll throw your life away for that shit.
Yeah, dude, I would. Yeah, dude. That was so much fun. Miss you, baby.
Complains about getting plenty of anal, continues to get her pregnant twice.
Dude, I mean, you can't do anal every night. I mean, you can't do anal every time. She'll die.
We don't gotta harp on this anymore.
I like talking about it. It's so much fun.
Oh, do you?
It's okay. We stop.
I just don't like dedicating any more time to her.
Oh, man. Good content. Let me think about it. Let me think of a story. That,
oh, fuck.
Let me think of a story that I haven't told on this. Have we done the... I don't know. We're probably... The thing about the Zoom is we don't know how long we've been going for. That's okay.
Oh, we've been at least going at it for at least half an hour.
I know we've hit at least half an hour.
We're probably going closer to like 40, 45 minutes.
I don't know if we can check. Can we check?
And it'll show us the time.
My goodness. I'm sorry, listeners.
I mean, we can always tack on more recordings if we wanted to.
Yeah, but I don't think so.
No?
No. Let me think of anything real fucking quick.
Did I talk about Kaylee's fucking graduation party?
You did. You still
taking them around the park?
Yeah.
That was funny. Promoted domestic abuse? Anybody from the party? I like to say hi to Michael. You said you listen. David, how are you doing? All right. That's about it.
Yeah.
I forget everybody else's names. I'm not even sure if Michael was
a name.
That's funny. No, I suck with fucking names, bro.
I'm trying to get a little better. Oh, dude. I know some of that.
Better out than in, I always say.
That's Shrek.
That's
2003. Dude, I hope you like can learn to tolerate country music because I'm taking you out to this one country bar.
Fucking Christ.
We're going a lot too, dude. I went out on Sunday with Elizabeth Cole and like someone
in cahoots.
No, In Cahoots ain't shit compared to this spot. It's called Big Shots. It's it's a pool spot that also it's a cool bar, dude. It's like it's got like a line dancing spot, of course. Pool and all that shit. But dude, the talent out there was nuts. It was insane, dude. Full of hot blondes. Like, dude. Full of hot blondes. And they give you a wristband if you're, I'm sure everyone has this, but like, you know, you get a wristband if you're 21 or not. So it's you can just check.
You can just check.
Yeah, dude, that's the shit. So, yeah, dude, there's a lot of hot chicks. I danced with this one girl. She was hot.
That's it.
Yeah, dude, I mean, we got to go out there a little more.
I agree.
Get a pair of boots.
Ooh, boots.
Dude.
Should I get myself a pair of boots?
Do it. Yes. Fucking do it, dude.
If not, to just go out to country bars, right?
Yeah, bro. Dude, I mean, fuck it. This will be some of the most... I have paid for sex. I will be far more embarrassed to buy boots and learn a dance to get laid than straight up fucking a hooker. Like,
really?
Hands down, bro. Already going into a country bar, I feel like I'm defeating my morals. Now I'm learning a dance. What am I, a fucking bird of paradise? Like, what the fuck? Like, I mean, that's a great joke, by the way.
That's what they want to do. They want to dance.
I know.
I want to know how to dance with them. How the fuck do I do that shit?
Yeah, I know. I just feel,
at least I like,
so fucking lame. I feel so fucking lame.
Oh, no, yeah. That's part of it.
That's part of it. No, it's just like, getting a fucking pair of boots in my fucking
pair of boots, you fit in a little bit more, you know.
I know, but it just feels kind of ridiculous to get a piece of footwear for pretty much the sole purpose of trying to get laid. It really feels it. Goddamn, man, it makes me feel.
I so agree. That's something for you too.
You mean that's something for me? Boots?
Yeah, that's boots. That's you gotta have a pair of boots then.
You know what's crazy? Like, how boots have changed. 100 years ago, like, I need a pair of shoes that I can kill a cow in, plow a field in, and it won't get all too dirty. Boots. Now it's like 220-year-olds. Like, I want to go dancing.
I want to go dancing. Fuck you, dude. I'm going to be so silent with my boots.
Okay, I mean, fuck it, dude. I'll get boots. I mean, I'm telling you.
My thing is, like,
I'm going to feel like the biggest fucking dipshit in the world.
I kind of already have boots.
That's fine. Even better.
They're not good boots.
Who cares? Give me your boots. Get a new pair of boots. I don't want to spend money on boots.
No, fuck you. I'm using my boots.
Okay, then. But they're not too good. Whatever. If you get new boots, let me get your old pair of boots, please. I'd appreciate it. I'll even give them back to you when we're done with the fucking night if you want to keep your boots. Jesus, man.
They're a good pair of boots.
Okay, who gives a fuck?
I wore those boots to a wedding. I want to keep them.
Okay. All right.
It was a good wedding.
All right. Yeah.
Same.
But no, dude.
Why are you always wanting shit from me?
I'm not wanting shit yet.
Let me ship my shit to your house. Let me have your boots.
Come on.
Sorry.
I didn't mean to get into that.
I don't want my boots. Oh, it's just that, like, one episode? Come on, asking a lot.
Oh, also, me shipping to your house is literally asking nothing of you. It's literally asking nothing of you. Not even inconvenience. Hey, let me know when you get them next. I wasn't even like, do it for me. I was just trying to tack onto an order. It was really asking you nothing. And you got super duper fucking pissed about it, which, I mean, you know. It was like, yeah, man.
I'm not sure if I was pissed. I was just confused as to why you couldn't fucking have it shipped your own fucking house.
It definitely rubbed you the wrong way.
It's fucking weird, man. I let this shit slide. What's next? Your fucking dildo set? Your fleshlight?
I want to buy a fleshlight in person. I want to try it out before I take it home.
You assume that's how it happens?
In our fitting rooms?
Not for their fleshlights.
Oh.
Coming to a shock to you.
Good to know. I figured it'd be like, you know, the kids' toys, like, you know, the Nerf footballs where you could twist the Nerf football. Like, it's in the plastic, but there's a hole over it, so you can probably, like, see a finger in there. I don't know.
Okay, but this isn't, like, Spencer's gifts.
Yeah.
This isn't dildos.
No.
Dildos you can have, like, out on the shelf. Women can, like, grab that, feel that, and, like, oh, that feels good in my pussy. But you don't get just, like, try a pussy out.
Yeah, I guess it's fair. Man, men really do experience inequality when it comes to sex.
Inequality.
When it comes to sex and sex toys. But no, yeah, so we're going to country bars. Maybe we do that like Friday or some shit. Are you free Friday? Okay. Excuse me.
I am actually fucking free Friday. What the fuck?
All right, country bar. Oh, fuck me. I actually made plans Friday. I'm going to help my buddy move.
This fucking guy.
I know. I like the guy a lot.
This fucking guy. Let's go out Friday. Oh, I have
plans Friday. You don't work for... Okay, I'm going to cancel on him.
Cancel him.
I'm sorry, Alexis.
Hey, it's Rand. I brought those enchiladas today. Does that mean they're like there right now and I should go pick up those enchiladas?
Yeah, get them on your way home or some shit. I don't know.
I want to show up to work.
Just for enchiladas?
Just for enchiladas.
That's true. That
I mean, I work tomorrow.
They're not going to be there tomorrow.
But what if they are? And then I could eat that shit for lunch? Oh, I could eat that shit for lunch?
Dude, you're asking for like a fucking miracle. You just want the enchiladas to be there. Dude, I fucking hate when Instagram's like, someone you might know is on Instagram. It's like fuck off. I thought my loneliness was getting broken up. And it's just like,
but god damn it, dude, Bitcoin is fucking down right now.
I'm sorry. I'm still logging out of my account.
It was up really, really up over the weekend.
How's Ethereum doing?
Still good. Like I'm up on Ethereum. Ethereum's what's saving me right now. Mm. But fucking Bitcoin. I bought too early. I mean, I moved some of that money down to the Ethereum to like even it out, but I think I did at the wrong time. I don't know.
Investment podcast.
Now. But if you're buying more of crypto, Ethereum's the way to go. More predictable. How are you logged out from?
It just logged me out one day, and then when I tried to log back in, it was like, we don't recognize this phone. I'm like,
that's why I have Facebook, bro. This shit lets you log in with Facebook. Can you log in with your Facebook?
Sign in.
Log in with Facebook.
I did not log in with Facebook originally.
Is your Facebook hooked up to the same email account?
No. I don't use Facebook. I'm not 34.
I don't use Facebook either, but that shit lets you just easy log in, easy sign up for so many fucking apps. It's so useful. Just for that.
Well,
also, I keep track of an X right there. So,
which X, Lauren?
No.
Which one?
Jessica.
Oh, did she gain so much weight? She's not even cute anymore.
Did she gain weight?
Yeah.
Where'd you see that? I mean, I'm glad I got to her in her prime.
Yeah, man, you got her at the best. She gained a lot of weight after high school. It's like stupid.
That's such a fat ass.
You're supposed to lose weight after high school and gain it.
And a thin waist. Oh, fucking God.
Yeah, man. Jealous. I'd have loved to have gotten to fuck that girl.
She was just kind of annoying. I couldn't hang out with her.
You know what else is pretty annoying? Not getting laid.
That's also pretty fucking annoying.
I mean, yeah, was she really like that annoying?
Yeah, I mean, I was just swimming in pussy at that time.
Huh?
I was just swimming in pussy at that
time. You were swimming in the puss?
I just, you know,
yeah.
Took it for granted.
That's fair, yeah.
We should really
figure
out ways to smoke better. Offset us hitting our pens at the same time.
Yeah, I guess right now I'm just more trying to get into my account than I don't know why.
Seriously, get into your account. How are you just like okay with having that money
just floating out there?
Just floating out there.
Because, well, oh, jeez.
I mean, because I get it. I mean, you kind of have to think of it in that way. But I feel like
I'm able to. Hey, I came in.
Get to it.
Hey! Hey! And I'm up. Look at that. I'm up like $25. I've only put in $1.50 in this, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's those fucking like fees that they charge you to pay, like
to take buy, it out and put it in and all that jazz. Yeah.
No, but like if you switch between Bitcoin and Ethereum, yeah, they don't charge you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now I'm just gonna wait for this to get a little better.
So where are you? Like, where are you at? Are you more Ethereum or are you more Bitcoin?
I have all of it in Ethereum.
You have all of it in Ethereum?
Yeah.
At what position? Would you buy
it on my phone?
What you at? Would you buy?
What I buy it at? Portfolio I go to, right? Ethereum.
But you don't know what you bought it at.
What did I buy it at?
Like originally? I don't know what you bought it at.
I'm looking it up right now.
I know
what
I bought it at.
Congrats, dude.
The app doesn't tell you.
I bought Ethereum. Oh yeah, so I've actually put in $161 worth of money. So I'm really only up $14. Yeah, let's see what I bought. I bought price per coin. I bought it at $21.60 for $50, and I bought it at $23.60 at $111. So what's it at right now? $25.20 Yeah. So if it goes up again, I'll be making more money.
No, I mean Ethereum's the only thing that's saving me.
Yeah, I'm a good investor. That's why I bought Bitcoin. I'm great at investing.
You only bought it because I told you to buy it.
Look at me go. Following the tips. Knowing the good ones, knowing the bad ones.
I'm like $300 in.
Yeah.
Bitcoin's one that's fucking me.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to put any more money into it.
I'm just waiting for it to pop again.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I popped over the weekend, so I was fucking hype over the weekend.
Really? How much did you like pop a lot? Like, were you rich?
I wasn't rich, but I was like up like, $30. Up,
oh, like, okay.
Up 30, 40, 50 bucks.
That's cool.
But now it just sort of evened out.
Well, believe it or not, Jordan, I think we've gassed out.
We might have.
We'll have to edit this guy a little bit. Maybe cut off the last little portion.
Oh, now you want to edit.
Fuck you. Fuck you twice, bitch.
What do you mean? Fuck you, I told you it was a good idea from the beginning.
Fuck you, cunt, bitch.
This is why we recorded on Zoom.
Stupid.
We are not sponsored by Zoom.
I'm just going to spend the next 3-4 minutes being mean to you. That's how we're going to finish this thing out.
That was the point of the thing, dude.
Wrinkled shirt ass.
You're gonna turn it on now?
Wrinkled shirt ass.
Oh, you're turning it on now? Way to save the energy for the last bit.
You're welcome.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, now she's calling me names. Hey,
yeah, I am.
Look at you go.
Let me do that.
Peep comedy. Calling me a bitch. Look at you go. That was it? That was the best you got. Ooh, maybe we can call it right there. Daniel's on top. Daniel won this episode.
Why don't you grow a beard that connects, then you can win an episode.
How about you grow a beard? Period.
I have a chin. I don't need to.
Exactly.
Oh, you're fucking. Like,
exactly.
You're fucking. I have a clitoris chin.
Look at your fucking undercut.
You see, you have a good job. I look at my undercut. It's sexy undercut. It's like I'm long hair.
Undercut for the first time in his life. He's fucking rocking it like a piece of dog shit on his fucking forehead.
What? That makes sense. What?
Yes.
I have an undercut from right here.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck was that?
The ghost heckling you because your jokes suck.
I see your undercut, and I might as well have taken a shit on you for it.
Oh, cool. One.
Yeah.
It was dog shit. What the fuck happened? The second one, you were like, let's vamp it up. Let's say I took the shit and stuff. All right. One more mean thing.
You're an orphan.
I'm not an orphan.
Sorry, foster kid. Whatever.
Way cool is.
That was it?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I'm all weaned out.
All right. That was a good one.
Yeah, all right.
I think we did all right.
I think we did okay. I think our last one was better, actually. I liked
our last one might have been better, but we might have timed that one out just better.
Yeah, we might have just...
We kind of ran this one into the ground. This one might have been like 50 minutes, bro.
We're over an hour.
I know.
Over an hour?
Yeah, yeah, dude. We ran this bitch up into the rocks.
Yeah, we ran this one long.
That's okay though. Long episode. You guys are welcome. Sorry, I guess. I don't know.
But that has been Bromestic Abuse. I'm Dirty Dan.
I'm Nick Castanola.
And this is goodbye.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys next time. Let's go.